Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 41 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study of Zephaniah with a devotion titled, Restored. Someone once said, when God restores His children, He always restores them to a place far greater than they were before. Our text for today is from Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. For at that time I will change the speech of the peoples to a pure speech, that all of them may call upon the name of the Lord and serve Him with one accord. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshipers, the daughter of my dispersed ones, shall bring my offering. On that day, you shall not be put to shame because of the deeds by which you have rebelled against me. For then I will remove from your midst your proudly exultant ones, and you shall no longer be haughty in my holy mountain. But I will leave in your midst a people humble and lowly. They shall seek refuge in the name of the Lord. Those who are left in Israel, they shall do no injustice and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouth a deceitful tongue. For they shall graze and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. In our devotionals throughout Zephaniah, we have seen one judgment of destruction after another on both Judah and their surrounding enemy nations. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9 provides a decidedly sharp turn toward emphasizing God's faithfulness, love, and restoration. In verse 9, God promises to change the speech of the peoples to a pure speech. To be purified means to be cleansed. God will purify His people so they can once again call upon His name and serve Him. Once God purifies their hearts, His people can worship Him. Only by God's redeeming grace and powerful restoration can we offer our worship to God. Verse 10 displays this truth and shares the additional blessing of God's power to move His people from a place of dispersion to deliverance. John MacKay describes how God will gather His people. When the Lord finally intervenes in the flow of earthly history, He will ensure that the cause of His church is vindicated and that all who are His are gathered to Him. This is presented here in terms of the removal of the greatest curse that came on the Old Testament church for its disobedience, namely, deportation from the land of God's presence and dispersal among the nations. That had already happened to the northern kingdom of Israel in 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 22 and 23, and it would soon befall Judah. In the day of the Lord, however, from beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshipers, my scattered people, will bring me offerings. That's in verse 10. Cush is mentioned as representative of distant lands. The rivers referred to would be the Nile and its tributaries. From beyond them, that is, from all the earth, no matter how remote a part you may think of, the Lord will restore His people. You can see Isaiah chapter 11, verse 11, and also chapter 27, verse 13. Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 11 through 13 describes the characteristics of restored people. God will remove their pride and arrogance, leaving a humble remnant of His people. He will exchange a nation that witnessed the extremes of God's wrath and punishment for a group of repentant people who will live in peace and security. In the future, the remaining faithful people of Judah will speak no lies. That's verse 13. They won't even have deceitful tongues. Those who feared God's judgment so greatly will one day have nothing to fear. When God restores, He brings blessings in the place of losses and healing in the place of brokenness. God's transforming power makes all things new. Some questions to consider. What thoughts come to your mind when you hear the word restoration? Why is a humble heart key to approaching God in worship? And finally, what areas of your life need to be restored by God? Spend some time today praying, seeking God, and asking Him to restore you in those areas. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.